Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. Let's go right on out and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. December wheat, 908 and three quarters, down 8.5. December wheat in Chicago, 856, down 13 and a quarter. December corn, 747, down 4.5. July, 743 and a quarter, down 6.5, now 6.25. December 13, 634.5, down 1.75. January soybeans, 1433, now 1434, down 14. March, 1427, down 14. July, 1395 and three quarters, down 12.5. November, 13, 1298 and three quarters, down 10.5. December soybean meal, 439.40, down 330. December soybean oil, 49.33, down 44. December live cattle, 127.07.5, down 112.5. January feeders, 146.27.5, down 47.5. And December lean hogs at 83.75, and they are up a nickel. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. And he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A couple things going on in the market, and you can, I'd like to get your reaction to them. First off, we have the continued taffy pull in the bean pit on South America weather regarding fair to good conditions, Brazil, maybe not so good in Argentina, and which will win out in the longer term. And then we have two big pieces of uncertainty I want you to try to address along with that this morning. One, fiscal cliff, and two, whether or not we actually see a closure of the Mississippi in December.
Okay, on the beans, Dave, I'm inclined to think that this market is pulling back, that it is not the end of the rally. And I say that because my inclination is the rains are going to need to fall in southern Brazil all month long December, and they're going to need to stop all month long, essentially, in the northern provinces of Argentina. And that comes from colleagues in Argentina and clients in southern Brazil. So I think we're getting into the time period, and it's going to be tougher because we're in between the holidays, and we do have the fiscal cliff to have to deal with in this headline news that we're having to deal with day after day revolving around the fiscal cliff. It's probably going to be tougher on the long than the short because gravity will probably try and take effect whenever you don't feed the supportive market or feed the technicals or feed the bull spreads. And so I'm inclined to think this is a pullback. It's going to be choppy, and it's going to be kind of tough to deal with unless the weather just comes right back around and says we're trimming more crop. And I think we started to see that this week with Oil World, and now this morning Macquarie has come out, and both of them have lowered their production numbers. My assessment right now in Brazil is that it's going to be tough to get bigger than 80 million tons. And for Brazil's beans, that's a best-case scenario at this stage based upon the clients and subscribers I work with down there, especially in the southern parts of the country. And in 20 days, if the weather's not perfect, and that's what they're telling me, it needs to be ideal in the month of December, I could probably shave another 3 to 5 million tons off of that. So the other part of the puzzle goes back to this Mississippi River closure. I think the trade is tending to price that in more bearish, and I think that's kind of microscopic, and they're not looking at the big picture, i.e. what's happening over in Europe and the fact that Brazil is bringing in German wheat and the fact that Cincinnati bean basis this morning jumped 20 cents to try and get around this navigational issue. And the biggest issue in terms of how microscopic we're looking at it, in my opinion, is why is it happening or why is it likely to happen if it does on the 11th of December? And it's because of this big issue with the drought and the fact that we don't have a historic precedent at this time of the year that I've been able to find that the St. Louis River, Mississippi and St. Louis, has been this low. It went to a record low in January of 1940 of negative 6.1 feet. The Army Corps of Engineers saying we're going to be there in about 2 weeks. So I think if you take everything in its totality, in looking at the fiscal cliff issue, it's going to be rough riding, but I think the trend is still we made a bottom 2 weeks ago.
Explore the idea about the river a little bit more. Why is Missouri closing? Well, they got those issues with the water flow, and they got the issues they need the water there. Why do they need the water there? Because it's too doggone dry. Why is it too doggone dry? And they need the water? Well, because the winter wheat crop stinks.
Yes.
It is the worst ever in history going into dormancy.
And the 8 to 14 day forecast is miserable for the biggest areas of the worst part of the crop. And I think this goes to some of the clients have asked me this week, well, what is happening with the wheat? Why is it not rallying? And I think it will. I think this is where the wheat market going down and being actually the leader to the downside makes no fundamental supply-demand sense. And so I back away from that kind of a market and rather think that it's probably something in the outside markets or end-of-the-month trade or something like that. But the bottom line is this, and that is you don't have a historical precedent for this, and traders are probably going to be looking at that wheat corn spread trading at $1.08 today, down about a dime, and it would make sense to me that they would try and buy the wheat and sell the corn for the next month, month and a half, still support of the corn probably, but buy wheat, sell corn, and then come back around in January, February, and if conditions are as bad as they are right now or worse, reverse thrusters and go into buying the corn and selling the wheat and price in the potential and the possibility that we could see restrictions when it comes to irrigation in Nebraska and states like that out west next year. So I think that this is where the market is tied up in this short-term headline news mindset, while the fundamentals, like I said, over in Europe are getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Russia is in the news again as far as their crop not being as good as it should be. Britain is in the news in that respect. France has been in the news in that respect. The largest flour miller in Brazil said he may have to buy 1 million tons of wheat from the northern hemisphere, and he usually gets probably 80% of his wheat right next door in Argentina. So you can tell Argentina is having problems again as well. So these things, I think the trade is just sweeping under the carpet right now in the name of, partially, this river closure and how it's going to hurt our export demand.
So does WASDE's report in December bring it all back to the forefront?
I think it has to, because I think what happens is the weather finally comes around by mid-December. If my colleagues and contacts down there are correct, and I think they have a good beat on it, because people like Cordonnier are writing things like this based upon what I'm hearing from colleagues in Chicago, that if everybody sees the same thing by mid-December, you're going to have to sit here and say, do we have an 80-million-ton bean crop or do we have a 75-million-ton bean crop in Brazil? And you're going to have to price that in by mid-December. Why? Because you're trading $1.06 over the January futures right now at the Gulf today, 16 cents better basis than it was yesterday, for the December time period. And I think that's where the export market is the key. And all the clients I've talked to this week, I've said, look, I can't buy into the beans wholeheartedly, long futures only, because the spread hasn't bottomed. And I think that spread needs to bottom, and it's the best indicator of a true hard bottom in the bean complex.
Could it be that just the future that the basis does all the heavy lifting and the futures just kind of drags along for the ride?
I think that goes back to your last question, Dave. The futures market needs to look up and say, is it wise for us to take the lead month wheat in Kansas City below $9 and open up our coffers? Is it wise to take us back to January beans of $14 and open up our supply coffers when we have this historic issue looming 2, 3, 4 months down the road? And I think that's where the futures market is going to have to start to play ball with the trade. And I would say, on a sidestep to your question, I think that the reduced leverage by investment banks and the index funds not playing as big a role because of the regulatory changes coming in actually makes basis in the cash markets more of an important factor again, as opposed to the last 6, 7 years when it's been fund-driven. I think we're transitioning out of that fund-driven mindset and getting back to the basics of supply-demand basis and spreads.
30 seconds left, then we have to punch through some pretty stout resistance levels.
Well, and I think the big key is it's the end of the week and it's the end of the month, and now we're starting to lose ground to where we're not even up for the week. And that's what I would really be disappointed on today. I would still hold to my viewpoint, but I wish these technicals would come back around, because I think that would stop the bleeding relatively quickly, and I wish that bean spread, that July bean spread, would come back around and punch through 50 cents like it tested it earlier this week. That, I think, would solve the problem psychologically and take the pressure off that fiscal cliff negativity.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Great time. Thank you.
Mike Zizzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn, 746 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. And Novi beans are, for 13, are 1299, down 10 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.